Yes.
It's recording.
We out here. Oh, shit.
What's up?
Welcome, Fifth Fleet, to the Five Gamers Podcast. Ooh, that felt good. Today with us, we got Ivan.
Oh.
We got Jamie.
What's up?
We got Bento.
What's up?
And you got me, Fernando. What's up? What's good? How's everyone feeling?
Woo. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good. Not bad.
I was texting with Ivan because I've been trying to go a little more plant-based lately.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I have been feeling motherfucking fantastic, yo. No lie.
Very nice. Very nice.
Did you know that you don't have to wake up with headaches? That's so crazy. I thought that was just a normal thing.
Oh, no.
I feel like I would have died a while ago if that was happening to me.
Jesus.
No. Actually, the worst that was when I had the sleep apnea.
Right, yeah.
But now between the proper sleep and the eating more plant-based, dude, I feel my head is clear. It's like clear. It's wild. It's crazy.
Like you're like a freaking genius.
Dude. Last time I remembered something and I was just like, oh my God, how did I remember that? Like, it's just little stuff like that. Like stupid stuff. But
nice.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great.
Goodness.
Yeah. And yeah, we should just get to it because we know what Bento wants to talk about.
Definitely.
We know what he... Yeah. Anyways, Ivan's starting. Go, Ivan. No, I'm just playing. I just play.
Oh, well, if you want, we can get me out of the way. So, you know, Bento and Jamie can have a good hour.
Wow. Hard to... Because so much of, like, all, for one, like, all the news about it is all story-based and everything. So a lot of it's going to be hard to talk about, to be honest.
There you go. But let's just start with it. Let's just get into it. All right, Bento, Jamie, y'all been playing Last of Us 2, right?
Yeah.
How's it been so far, Bento?
Well, I did.
So far, you probably finished it.
I did finish it. Like on this Sunday, so a week ago already that I finished it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I what? Sorry.
You messaged us.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, yeah. it took me 36 hours.
Oh, okay.
How do you even keep track? I honestly did not keep track. It's just
the save files. Like, if you ever go to, like, load or into the manual load or save, it shows the length in the actual file.
What if he had a stopwatch beside him, and every time he started, he was just like, hit it.
No, he was actually up for 36 hours straight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember that first day he was up till 5:30 a.m.?
I'm like, this week I was still recovering because, like, every night that week I just, like, stayed up so late that weekend.
Yeah.
Like, first night was, like, 5. The second night I was really tired, so it was like 2:30, but the night after it was like 4:30. So fuck. So it took me, I think, like quite a bit longer than average. I think most people are finishing in like 29-30 hours. But obviously I was like taking it slow, looking around a lot, looking for a lot of collectibles. Something I like a lot about the collectibles is, like, well, for one, like, you get, like, these superhero cards. They're kind of like Marvel trading cards, I guess, like trading cards.
Yeah.
And they have, like, really good descriptions that you can read and stuff.
They also look awesome. I saw some pictures of them on Polygon, I think.
Yeah. And then the other collectibles, just like the first one, are kind of like mostly like written notes about things. And most of them tell like their own unique stories. Like, and some of them have multi note like storylines almost. So you like in a certain area, there'll be multiple notes telling like almost a side story about like a couple or like people that know each other and what they're going through, like during the time of outbreak and all like different stuff like that. So I actually kind of like them because they give you some background story and stuff like that, which is always cool. Yeah, it's like hard to know what to talk about without like spoiling things.
So has the gameplay stayed essentially the same? Like, does it play very much like The Last of Us, the first one?
It does, but it's like expanded on quite a bit. So, just like,
is there more stuff to customize, things like that?
There is. There's like,
yeah, the skill tree is a bit different, right?
It is. And then also the upgrading guns, mostly just like changed visually to look like pretty cool. Like you're at upgrade table, and you like attach a scope, like it all looks like really cool. Like always like unloads the gun and then actually is like doing stuff on this workbench, and it looks like they're actually doing it, not just like some upgrade appears out of nowhere kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. How much could you customize a gun in the previous one?
So like you can upgrade stability. It's like all the same upgrades that are in the current one, but like stability,
depends on the gun, like there's fire rate capacity, stuff like that. And then, but like you have a bow and arrow, so then it's like draw speed. That also has stability. Some things have like a scope. You can add a scope to it. Stuff like that.
But a lot of these options were available in the last.
Yeah, a lot of the gun ones were. The skill tree is quite a bit different. It is like pretty linear. So like you find these training manuals essentially for like, oh, here's like a stealth one. And then it'll have like a tree for different unlocks for skills, but it's just like a straight down. So you just like unlock one and then you get the next, get the option to unlock the next below. It's not like a branching one. It's just like straight down, but you have to find the actual manuals for the different branches essentially. And find those like in the world kind of thing. There's like a gun one, an explosives one, like that type of stuff. And then
nice.
They have like different names like ordnance and stealth.
And sorry Jamie, have you finished it yet?
I did.
So you don't know how long it took you, right? You
weren't I would guess it took me longer than Bento because I redid a lot of the things because I was trying to stealth everything.
Okay.
I do that too. So I was like, you can basically like restart encounters, like the save. You can like, you could do this in the first one too, essentially. It's like, even like sometimes if I miss one headshot, I'll like restart the encounter because it's
nice, like
perfect.
I know exactly how that feels.
Sounds like torture to me, but okay, continue. Yeah.
I'm playing through it a second time, so I'm being like not as cautious because like I like never ran out of ammo. Like the game is supposed to be like not give you that much ammo, but because I was like trying to stealth everything and like use arrows, and if you headshot people with arrows, you have like a way higher chance of getting the arrow back. If you just shoot them in the body, they'll still die, but the arrow will break and stuff like that. So it's like, fuck, I don't want to give up my arrows and like stuff like that. So yeah, I'm like with Jamie where I want to be like almost perfect.
But and
it seems though that the ammo like economy is always relative to how much you actually have. Like you're never gonna get a lot, I think, if you stockpile it, but like if you use it a bit more, you'll get you'll always get a couple lying around somewhere, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it would always just keep you stocked up.
Well, it keeps you in this weird, like, you can't ever have, like, a lot of it.
Yeah.
So even, like, your main handgun, you only ever, the capacity you have for it is 16 shots. So that's not really that much. And then, like, your rifle, like, your sniper rifle, essentially, I think the max for that, like, is, like, 8 shots or something. So it, like, purposely keeps you so you're not at, like, a huge surplus kind of thing of ammo to keep that, like... Because they talk about it in the game, like, they make little hints, like, oh, like, ammo is scarce in this world and stuff like that. So they, like, purposely... And I guess it's kind of realistic. Like, all you have is a backpack with all these guns and stuff. Like, how much ammo could you actually carry? Plus, like, you're crafting, like, trip mines, Molotov cocktails, stun grenade type things and stuff like that. So if you're, like, full up on all that and all you have is a backpack and pockets, like, you're not going to be able to carry, like, 500 rounds of ammunition.
Nice. So y'all both finished the first game, right? Both of you guys?
Yep.
How does the story compare to the first?
Oh, man.
Just good, like, you don't have to spoil, obviously. Just kind of like, did the story hit as well as the first one? Or
I really like the story, but that's obviously like, what about like all the review bombing and stuff was about? Because like everyone read up on some of the leaks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, kind of pissed about certain parts of it.
Yeah.
But I really liked it.
Yeah.
What about you, Jamie?
So for me, I do like the story. I definitely had a lot of issues with how it was done, like in the game wise, basically. But for the most part, like, I think it was fine.
So, but how do you mean game wise? Or is that like too many spoilers?
It's how the game is set up, basically. So, Benta, you know what I mean when I say Act 2, right?
Yes. See, okay. I have a different opinion, because first I was, like, fucking pissed. It was annoying, but then...
I was,
As it went along, I thought that was almost, like, the better part.
Oh.
No, don't get me wrong. That's, like, I actually did like Act 2. Like, I share the same opinion, but I think the game would be better if Act 2 happened first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it'd make more sense. Like, if you think about the context of what you see in her story, and then, like,
a lot.
Yeah?
I think that would just, like, break the entire thing.
Oh, God. I really want to know.
That would obviously, like, kind of ruin it, in my opinion.
You know, there's also an Act 3, right? Like, for me. That's what I mean. There's an Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3. Act 2 is, like, when you restart Seattle. That's what it's my Act 2, just making sure we're on the same page.
Oh, okay. No, that's not how I was thinking of it.
Okay, then, yeah, no. So that, for me, is Act 2. That is
so confusing.
But now you know what I mean, though. Yeah, when, like, that part, if that happened first.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Well, I just want to explain. So for me, for my part, because when I started like Act 2, like you kind of don't like what happens, right? And then you're in an emotional deficit. And then you start Act 2 the way you do, and you're just like, well, why? kind of thing. And so it's like, I don't know.
I feel like I understand the motivations.
No, I understand, though, but, like, you see it more as it happens, right? Like, but with where you start Act 2, it's just like, well, frick.
I don't know if y'all know how awful this is for people who haven't played the game. No, fair enough.
That's why I was like...
I appreciate this,
I feel like, but, like then you wouldn't like have any context for anything.
Yeah.
Would be my issue. Like, you need that.
No. I think you still need to go up to the prologue, finish the prologue up, and then right at the end of the prologue, that's when, where it's set of Act 1, or you kind of discuss, like, the start of Act 1, but then Act 2 is the one that actually happens. That's just my opinion. Okay. Where
I need to maybe talk to you.
Yeah, yeah, this is a dub conversation, I feel like.
After this.
Okay.
I feel like y'all should do a spoiler cast. Y'all should do a spoiler cast. All right.
Ivan's planning on playing it like fairly soon, so I don't want to like spoil it for him at all.
Yeah.
But
fair enough.
I guess like, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was like, it has like these weird moments where yeah, you're like kind of annoyed almost, but then they turn it around and then make that kind of like actually really interesting. It's just like at first you're just like, what the fuck, but then it builds it up to the point where you're like, wow, that was actually really well done.
So Jamie, how like Bento, how long did you take to like digest the story after you finished it?
I like took a few days of not playing it, and then I like listened to some other like spoiler casts and stuff.
Okay. Jamie, did you do the same thing or?
No, I did see like, so I go kind of read reviews afterwards though.
Right.
Like, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Did, like,
go ahead. Sorry.
Oh yeah. So I'm just wondering if maybe that might have changed your opinion about how the acts played out, or if any of them were in line with what you guys were thinking, or.
I think reading the reviews made me feel better, I guess, of what I think about the story.
Okay.
It's like it gives me more context, really.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, yes. But
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad y'all are loving the game. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about the game, like Jamie or Bento?
Okay, so to be fair with the story too, like for me, like what I don't like, I am already not invested in those like kind of dark stories.
Sure.
Let's give you context. Like, which one do you guys like, Harry Potter 5 and 6? Like those books. Which one do you like more?
Which one is Goblet of Fire?
Goblet of Fire is 4. Order of the Phoenix is 5. And yeah. Then six.
Okay. I like 5 more. 5 was one of my favorite books in the whole series.
Yeah.
Sorry, could you give me a little refresher of 5? Sorry?
Remember they're trying to make Dumbledore's army? Because, with Cedric.
Is that
dead,
the one where he's searching for all of.
That's number 6. Number 5 is the one with the pink lady who keeps torturing Harry.
Oh, yes.
And like, she takes over.
Yes, that's right.
And they're, like, training in secret.
I hated that one. I didn't hate it, but I preferred 6. Sorry, 6.
Okay, so see, I didn't like 5. Well, I like 6 more because it wasn't 5. Because 5 had a lot of angry Harry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember now. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, that's why I like 6. So that for me, Last of Us kind of reminded me of that dilemma. Yeah. So that's why like I prefer, or not prefer, but I didn't take a shine to Last of Us 2 story, basically. But
like that context, I like that. That was good, Jamie. Good job.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means I'll love it.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt it. It's a good game for sure.
It's like a good old fashioned. Well, that part of it, anyways, is like good old fashioned revenge story. it obviously gets a lot deeper than that, like, as it goes on, but
yeah, right.
That part of the story is just straight up, like, how it was portrayed in the trailer is, like, I'm going to this place, and I'm gonna go kill everyone for revenge.
For sure. And I don't think a revenge story is bad. It's how the character, like, for instance, like, John Wick is a revenge story, isn't it, technically? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's sure. a revenge story, but I love John Wick because he's not a douche. But, you know, if there's, like, a revenge story and the main character is kind of douchey, it doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. It's the character, right? So was, like, Ellie being kind of annoying? Like, was she...
No, I wouldn't say just annoying. It's just, like, how... No, for me, that's just the type of story where it's just, like, for me, I'm just like, eh.
I think, like, some of the spoiler casts, like, that people had a hard time. It seemed like people understood her motivation or they didn't. And the people mm-hmm. that didn't understand her reason and, like, wanting for revenge, like, just didn't really like the game. Mm. Because they're like,
Oh, weird.
Because, like, I watched one with that girl, Alana Pierce. She purposely had, like, a mix of people that didn't like the game and then did like the game in the spoiler cast.
To debate it,
yeah, to get, like, different perspectives. And that was, like, what it came down to, from what I could tell. Like, one girl was just like, if that happened, I would not do this. Like, I just didn't understand. I didn't want to be doing this because... I wouldn't do it. And then other people be like, I fucking would do that. Like, I would be. So it's just like, and I think it almost came down to that simple as far as, like, people liking it or not liking it. In that scenario of that debate, it was just like, I couldn't align with the character kind of thing.
And so they couldn't enjoy the game at all? Is it that intense?
I mean, some of it is, but there's a lot of, like, humanizing moments as well. Like, did you go to the music store in the more open area, Jamie?
Yes.
And, like, Ellie, there's, like, lots of parts with the guitar. Like, there's all this stuff online about people, like, playing the guitar mini game. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah, and they're playing, like, actual songs.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a huge story element with that as well. But there's, like, really humanizing moments. Like, you're in this seek for revenge, but Ellie will, like, pull out a guitar and, like, play a song or something like that. And then there's lots of, like, these moments that kind of, like, do, like, flashbacks really, like, humanize Ellie. But then when you're actually, like, back in the present and she's just, like, really angry, and then whether you understand that or you don't, then I think it, like, ruins it for people.
Oh shit, this sounds really intense.
So it is, I mean, it is really intense.
So for me personally, like, because of how the first game played out, like, I kind of understand how, like, Last of Us will present its story. So it was never like Ellie was not an avatar for, like, me in the game. It was more, I am guiding Ellie from point A to point B, and that's it. And I'm okay with that. So
yes,
in a sense, like, I'm not invested, but at the same time, it was like, you know, I'm here for the story. Like, does that
I think like what people forget, like, this is a story that someone is trying to tell you. It's not like your choice about where it goes,
right?
So a lot of people, I feel like, have that issue with, like, not, because they wouldn't make the same decisions that the characters would make. Which isn't what they're trying to do, right? They're, like, pushing you along a story. Same with the first one. It's like, maybe this isn't how you would have done it, and I think people, especially in a video game when you're controlling the character, and there's so many games out there where you do have like choices and different stuff like that, but that isn't what this is.
Exactly. So, like, it's a narrative game. Yeah. It's
almost like you might not agree with it.
Yeah.
People are like, I feel like having a hard time aligning with where the story went, because they wouldn't make that choice, essentially.
It almost sounds like you're doing it like you're watching a movie, basically, or reading a book.
Yeah.
Whereas Fento, you're like becoming the character and like, I don't know, like.
What Bento is saying is just like the game is you. That is what it is. You are just watching the movie, kind of thing. Like, there's really no other way for it. Like, there's really no choices that they give you. There's
story wise. I mean, there's like obviously you're exploring and like you're taking the character from point A to point B and stuff like that. But
I guess
the actual story beats it. It just is what it is, right?
Right. But I guess the level of enjoyment's what I'm referring to. Like at Bento, it sounds like you enjoyed the story a lot more.
I mean, I'm probably a bit biased as well, but you know, everyone jokes around that, you know, I like really dark things. So
yeah, fair enough.
And and that's probably why. That's right. probably why I just like the first one and this one so much is because it is like such a dark world and stuff like that. But to me, that usually dark equates with like it's still a zombie apocalypse, but I feel like it's a fairly realistic portrayal of what it would be like. And there's no like tiptoeing around like the darkness of. Mm-hmm. A world that would be going through an apocalypse kind of thing. And that's kind of why I like it so much, because it is like, even though it's 100% fictional and it's like, to me, it's believable that this is how it would be.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited for the multiplayer?
I mean, they haven't really like talked about it in a long time.
Yeah. Other than it wasn't shipping with the game.
Because Jamie, you were super into the multiplayer, right?
I was, like, because my friends were super into it.
Yeah. Yeah, Filipino squad, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I got like really high level into it.
I remember.
Like, you know how people are like 99 prestige in like Call of Duty and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played about that much.
Oh, so you were like maxing out and shit like that. There you go.
As much as I don't really like competitive multiplayer, I would say it's like actually pretty good. And yeah. I played it a decent amount as well.
Yeah, I remember that.
In the day. Back on the PS3 one, I played it quite a bit.
So does this game feel like a natural progression from the last one, or does it have like its own distinct
vibe? I mean, gameplay wise, it definitely feels like a progression. Like it's obviously still the same, but also different. Mm-hmm. Even the fact that you can just like climb a lot more stuff and go prone makes the gameplay and the stealth like that much more progressed, those like small things. Mm-hmm. And then I guess it would be a matter of opinion story-wise, because obviously like a lot of people,
I guess
online don't really like where the story went, but to me, I think again, it's like a pretty volatile world, so anything can happen really.
Mm-hmm. Dang. And do you get the plat?
It's not as hard as the other ones, because you don't need to be on a higher difficulty, right?
No, it's basically just like get every collectible. There's like safes where you open, they have like resources in them. Get every safe, get every workbench.
Okay.
Find all the cards, find all the notes. It's like mostly like finding all the stuff. And like upgrading everything. So there's like one for like upgrading all the guns, upgrading all your skills.
And there is a new game plus, right?
There is. That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
Because I think that's the only way you can actually upgrade everything. I don't think you can upgrade everything in one go.
Nope. I don't think you can either.
And sorry, did they leave it open for maybe a sequel or DLC or something?
I would say the story is sequel, done. They can always continue the character story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, the arc is like closed, basically.
Yeah. I mean, they could do something, like, but it's like pretty open, I guess. But it wasn't like a left on like a big cliffhanger or anything.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's like a little bit hard to talk about even like the second half of the game without like spoiling anything.
For sure. That makes sense. Sweet. Well, I'm glad you guys are loving it. Like, I'm glad you guys liked it. Yeah. Have you been playing anything else, Bento?
No.
No, I've just been...
Just like that. And then now I've been doing like New Game Plus. Because just like regular New Game Plus, so you get like all your weapons like pretty much right from the start. And then I'm just trying to find like the other notes and stuff and cards and stuff that I might have missed.
Nice.
I've been kind of like trying to mess around. Like, I sent those GIFs, so I didn't know, like, there's things that I didn't know you could do, basically playing the game
through. Air,
so, like,
the air kill.
So I did do that. You remember, Jamie, like, near the gas station on Seattle day one?
Yeah.
And
that was the video, right?
No, they were in the TV station in the video.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you're, like, on the roof of this, kind of, like, near the gas station?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to try this air thing. So I fucking just like ran off and jumped off the roof of this building and fucking stabbed this person. So I'm trying to like mess around with stuff like that. Just kind of like not be so stealth intense and just like try out. Because there's like all sorts of videos of people just like doing like crazy things in the combat scenarios.
It's okay to like not stealth. You just can't miss. That's really the biggest thing.
Oh man.
Yeah. Do you know what's the fucking best? Is that you can make explosive arrows.
I have actually used it on a successful run one time to finish people off.
Quite a lot, especially like two people close together, you just fucking shoot one with an explosive arrow and they just blow up into pieces. <It's> And I was telling Ivan about the mines. See, those are like the best way to kill the dogs.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Jesus Christ, just like
leave one where you are and let the dog like sniff you out.
Yeah, when the dog starts barking, I'm just like, are you kidding me? And I'm just like, mine, and then friggin' just I do whatever I can to get the hell out.
Yep. Yeah. It is like extremely gory game.
Jesus.
Like you do a close range shotgun and they're like head is literally gone, or you can like shoot off people's legs, and when you hit people with explosive things, they like
they break
blow
it
up
half
into pieces, and yeah, it's pretty nuts. Or even like you headshot someone, you just go look at their head and it's like caved in. It's like huge explosion of blood.
Was there a lot of new infected or clickers, I guess?
There's a few.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, spoil that.
Really? That's a spoiler? Like, what they look like?
Well,
more of like,
I guess it's not a spoiler though.
Just like one type of them. Mostly
no, there's also the stalkers.
Surprise for Ivan.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Ivan would not be angry. No, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Let him feel fear. I like that.
Yeah, there's like one called stalkers, like JP already said it. And then there's one called like shamblers, which were in the trailers and stuff. Were they like, I don't know if you remember from the first game, they're called there's ones called bloaters. They're kind of like they're huge, like tank ones. They're kind of like bloaters, but they can like, they like shoot out this poisonous gas kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah. Those ones are terrifying to me. Just something about their like,
but just like, use a lot of explosives, use the mines and the Molotovs on them, and they're not too bad. Because they're pretty dumb, so you can just like lay down a mine, shoot at them once, and they'll run at you and blow up the mine and stuff like that. It's like not that big of a deal. More tanky though, like they take a lot more damage.
Right. Yeah.
But at least not as much as bloaters. Yeah.
No. They were kind of used in the first game more as like a boss battle, the bloaters.
Yeah.
Like I remember, like if you remember the school.
Yeah, scene. I don't remember anything from the first one really.
Okay.
So long ago.
They were like these.
I just played it not that long ago, so. Yeah, there's only a couple like fights with bloaters in the first one, so. There's like, without like spoiling things, there's some more.
Good. Okay, sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Jimmy, have you been playing anything else?
Just more FF14.
Of course. Oh, you've really gotten into that, though. You really.
I have. It's bad.
That's okay, as long as it's not that one other game.
I mean, I've also been playing Destiny. Okay. New season and all that.
This is where we're at.
I have been playing Destiny less.
Yeah.
I'm also only playing FF14 a lot because it's new to me.
Yeah, for sure. But you've been going at it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Well, and now you have that buddy who's playing with you, right?
No, the buddy will like plays on Sundays, so really I'm not playing with anyone. But so I've caught up with tanking. My tank is as strong as my DPS.
Nice.
And I have started also like telling people what to do now. Sometimes I'm just like, yo, do this, please.
You know what's weird, Jamie? I feel like you're saying this with shame, like you're ashamed. You should be ashamed of playing that other game, not playing a new game. That's what's weird. Like, you realize this, right?
No, it's fine.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
I definitely agree with Fernando.
Like, you're saying this so shameful. You're just like, oh, and I was like, be embarrassed when you played the other game for the 500th time.
Oh, I also haven't mentioned that I now have started a healer as well.
There you go, bro.
Might as well, right?
Yeah, might as well, right? Good lord. So I can like stress about how everyone's doing their jobs now. It's just like, what are you doing?
Honestly, sometimes as, you know, DPS, whatever, that's basically a write-off. But as a healer or tank, a lot of the times you're like leading the party because you know what's going on. DPS just needs to attack. They don't give a shit. Half the time I play, wow, I wasn't even looking at the screen.
No, but like in more mechanics heavy stuff, like sometimes fights hinge on the DPS.
Yeah, but
it's crazy.
Hey, you got a party of what, 5?
No, it depends. Like I can do party finder for a raid, which can be up to 24. So I have done a 24 person raid.
Right. So I mean, of that, you probably have what, like a third of it is healers or tanks, and then the rest is DPS. So, you know, a couple of those knobs, like, don't do anything. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But, no, the standard party size, though, is 4. And in later dungeons, yeah, it's like people kind of do need to know the mechanic, and DPS kind of needs to do their job. But the biggest role for DPS is make sure the tank survives by killing everything fast. Because the healer can only do so much, like, in the later parts. Because the healer does have to do a lot of status clears and all that. Debuff clears.
Right.
Yeah. So. It's, yeah, it's interesting. It's just, like, learning all the MMO aspects. So I've kind of, like slowed down on all the crafting stuff. Because I'm just... like super undergeared for that now. Like it's not even in my mind anymore.
Oh, okay.
Hmm?
Sweet. What else have you been playing?
Other than that, nothing. I don't think. Yeah, I've only bought FF on the sale, so that's about it.
What'd you buy?
No, I
he just bought the expansion for.
Oh, the expansion. Sorry. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Jamie. Question I haven't asked. Which I feel like I should have. What kind of cosmetics do you get in this game? Like mounts, pets?
Yes, there's mounts. Hats is just part of armor, but you can... So you can glamour your current armor with, like, glamour items, which are, like, level 1, and it can be equipped on any character. Okay. Yeah, those ones are kind of hard to get, or you need to do some work to get it, or you need to buy them. But,
right.
That's yeah, always you can... Answer. Apply those appearances on your actual armor so that you can fight looking whatever.
Right.
But you can also use normal armor as a glamour if you really like the look. You just have to make sure that your class can equip the glamored armor or the armor that you're referencing kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Kind
like
kind of like transmogging, but
yeah,
specific yeah. to... Yeah, I get it. I get you.
Okay. Cool. But other than that, yeah, like I said, the glamour items are level 1, any class, any race, whatever, and it'll work.
Okay. So,
yeah, cool. Action glamour items.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're liking the game, though.
I am. Yeah.
Do you just randomly join people's, like, do you just find people to join, or how do you...
Yeah, so there is built in, like, in-game LFG where, like, people will set up a group to run a certain instance. They'll give, like, certain criteria. It's just like, this is what we're trying to do, or we're just trying to clear it, but we're trying to do it legit, or we're just doing it unsynced where, because when you do it legit, it caps your level to a certain power level that it was meant for when it released kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you can make it so that that's not the case. And you can just like rip through the instance just if you want to see like a cutscene or something, or if you, cause there are tied to quests and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can power through them, or like there's harder boss battles where it's synced, where you actually have to do the mechanics, even if you're still like kind of overpowered.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Ivan, what you been playing, bro?
I was trying to finish the Diablo season with a monk to get the last cosmetic.
Okay.
Did not achieve that. It finished this past weekend.
Dang. So
that kind of was too bad. But, you know, a new season starting July 3rd, so something to look forward to. But for some reason, I've kind of been playing it still, just as like a time waster, I guess. I need to stop doing that, though, because I don't want to get sick of it before the next season.
When's it coming out?
July 3rd.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like a week. So I bought Saints Row for half price, and I'm going to start playing that.
Nice.
Did they, like, the 3rd?
Yeah.
Did it for Switch?
Yes. They've made it better from what, everything I've been reading online.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's gotten a few patches to fix it up. Because I remember when I first played it, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
But I beat and platinumed God of War.
There you go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. What? How badass was the game?
Dude, like, you know, I don't even need to tell you guys. I can't believe I waited this long.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like we've been telling you this whole time.
I know. It's funny because I was thinking about it, and I was playing. I
buy it for you.
Yeah, I know, right? Thank you. I appreciate that. I was playing Dishonored, like, a couple days ago, just to, again, waste some time while I was waiting for something. You know, load screens and shit like that. I was like, oh my God, like, I didn't even think about that with God of War, because I guess I just kind of got used to it. But there was at no point when I was playing God of War where I could potentially pick up my phone to waste a few minutes during load screens. It was just go, go, go the whole time. Like, unbelievable. I don't know why more games don't try to build something like that.
Well, hopefully new consoles.
The screens are built into, like, the transit, like, all the hallways and all that stuff, or if you have to hold a button. Those are technically load screens, hey?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. But, I mean, the fact that they're, like, seconds and, like, part of what you're doing, it's, you know, it's... They built it in so it seems less of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think when the PS5 reveal, when they were showing the games...
Yeah.
I think Bento was telling me that the reason the big one was Ratchet and Clank, because, like, each one, it was just kind of showing off how quick load screens were going to be, right? Like, as he was going from world to world.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm super stoked for the new console, needless to say.
Did not make that connection until you told me.
Oh, the Ratchet and Clank thing?
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. It wasn't me. I heard someone else say it first.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
yeah, that does.
They're showing it off, like, that part of it.
Yeah, as he was falling through each, like, portal.
Yeah, like, that really sells you and shows you.
Or even, like, he was using it as, like, maneuvering, right? Like, he was jumping from one platform to another, but, like, almost, like, using, like, a portal, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, just quickly, like, moving super quick from, like, one area to the next.
Yeah. And honestly, it's funny that Jamie says that, because I didn't notice it the first time either. Like, I was just like, oh, shit, yeah. I never even thought of it, like, that way that they're showing off, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when Bento told me, I was watching the Ratchet & Clank thing, and he's like, oh, yeah, they're like, it's gameplay. They're just, like, quick loads. And I was like, oh, I thought I was watching a cinematic the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, God of War is an unbelievable game.
And how about that reveal at the end of who Atreus is?
Shit, right?
Did you see that coming?
Not at all.
Really?
When they said it, I was like, I paused. I was like,
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet that got spoiled for you either throughout, like, 2 years or whatever that it's been out.
Honestly, none of it was spoiled. You know, I didn't put together for some reason that Freya was Baldur's mom until the game, like, put it together for me, and I was like, oh shit. And then she's the queen of the Valkyries, and I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, right? Oh my God, bro. It's like, as though the queen wasn't hard enough, this bitch is stronger? Fuck off, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, did you find it hard?
Well, it took me about 6 tries. But one thing, like, I didn't find it hard after the second one, because at first, you know, I kind of just did my dumb thing where I, like, try to overpower it. And then I was like, yeah, this is fucking hard. And then I thought back to what you said to me, where you're just like, it's just a mix of all the different Valkyries. You just need to learn the pattern. And then once I got that, it was a lot easier. I would get her almost all the way down, and then I'd die. But mm-hmm. yeah, like, just thinking of it that way, it made it so much easier. So it really didn't take me as long as like the first few did.
Yeah, like I said, I think fighting the individual Valkyries were harder when you didn't know what their thing was, or if you got like stuck with a mechanic that you just could not deal.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Which one because of
with
them...
with the queen or the main Valkyrie, like you could get a lucky random mix of mechanics that you know how to counter.
Yeah, I think that's how I beat her. Basically, I was just like, "Oh, this is the easiest combination I've gotten so far."
Yeah,
the one that I could never deal with was the one where she just like leaps up and then lands on you. I could never time the dodging of that right.
That is also what I struggled with.
Yeah.
Same so here. Fuck that.
Yeah. The last fight, she only did that twice, and I was like, yes.
It worked.
But yeah, it's nothing got spoiled, which is friggin' awesome.
That's good and surprising.
Yeah. And
do you ever go on Twitter?
No.
No? Oh, that's why. That's
your problem right there already.
No, don't you ever call it a problem. Yeah. No, I am so jealous of you. I would have to delete that stupid app. God, it's so stupid.
Fernando.
God, it'll depress you. It'll make you, like, it'll ruin your morning, that stupid app. What a piece of shit. Like,
Don't go on, like, for Last of Us spoilers right now.
Oh, my God. Or anything. Don't even put The Last of Us in there. Just... it's where garbage human beings go. Like, that's the place. That's the fucking place.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Please, stay off Twitter. Anyone, just don't do that piece of shit app. Oh, my God. It's the worst social networking. The worst. The worst.
And yet, you're probably going to go on it.
I am. That's the problem. I'm broken. I'm a broken human being.
Damn.
Oh, I hate myself sometimes. Oh, yes. That's dope, man. I'm glad you beat it. I'm glad you loved it. I knew you would love it. I think we all knew you'd love it.
Yeah.
Like, we pushed it on you a little hard.
Just because I like pushed it so hard, being like, this game's the best. Like, you have to play it for so long. It's like,
yeah.
I was a little worried they'd be like, it's okay.
I think I was just being like, stupidly stubborn about it, though, because, you know, like you guys always say, it's a first party game for Sony, you know, which very rarely misses.
I know you were being stubborn. I don't disagree.
So I timed it all perfectly where I got everything I needed before the final bit, and I got the platinum as I finished the game. So it's just like, I think it was a perfect moment because I don't want to play it again, but I have so many questions about like the giants and like what's going to happen next. I am so fucking excited for the next game.
Fuck yeah, bro. I want to fuck up Thor. Let's all be real. Let's fuck up that. For real. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you get that?
Cool, like the Marvel one. He's like the dick one. Like he's like fat and like.
Did you get that Easter egg, Ivan?
The what?
When you is it like after the game? If you go back to your house, there's like an extra cutscene.
Oh, I didn't. Oh shit!
What are you
really
talking about?
You what? Didn't do that?
Are you out of your mind? How did you know? Wait, how did you know Thor was fat then?
I thought you were talking about. So when you said Marvel, I thought you said the fat Marvel version.
Oh, that's right. He was fat in the movies too, wasn't he? I forgot about he got fat in the actual Avengers. No, I meant like, yeah, like if you go to sleep in your house, you'll get a cutscene.
Oh, no, I thought like, I was like,
there's no way of knowing, like unless you didn't like get told or saw it somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I thought to get the platinum, you had to have seen it. That's why I just assumed you had seen it.
Now you can get the plot before the end of the game. Shit. Oh. So, like, literally no spoilers for me. I'll just have to go do that now.
Okay.
It's just, like, a quick, like, cutscene type thing.
Okay. Yeah. I just YouTube it then.
All right. Damn,
that's crazy. Yeah, that's it for me, though.
Sweet.
Nice.
Awesome. Then it's my turn. Yeah, I've been playing Persona 5 Royal.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I'm not that far in. I just beat Kamoshida. And
okay.
Now I'm just doing the stuff to, like, sorry. I'm just getting my my stats up. Because, I feel like on the first playthrough, I don't know, it's better to just get, you know, the main attributes up. What are they called? Like, there's, like, guts, strength, and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or charm and stuff like that. So I'm getting all that stuff up, and then maybe on a second playthrough I'll go hard on trying to get all the confidants.
But it's still worth getting some confidence max. Because remember, confidence give you like gameplay bonuses.
Yeah, no, of course. But they've added a few things. So in this first palace, what they added were called, they're called will seeds. So there's these little like skulls that you collect. Each palace has three. And when you collect them, it gives you an item you can equip that will help you out with the boss.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's like a new thing they added, and they're all in secret locations, so you got to look around the palace to find them. Something cool that they added to the palace was now when you defeat an enemy and then you go to another area, they won't like they'll be gone for a while. Like you don't have to worry about them having
respawning. These enemies.
Yeah, respawning. You won't have to worry about them respawning every 2 seconds, which I felt like was a bit of a problem in the first game. It's just like when I wanted to go search around, it's just like, God, I gotta fucking kill all these enemies again.
Well, to be fair, if you were over leveled, wouldn't they just run away from you?
Yeah, at that point. Yeah, for sure. Of course. But that's when you're over leveled. Like, I'm just starting out. This is a completely new game, right?
Yes.
And also, I tried to do the palace in one go, man, but it just wasn't happening. Like,
no, I think they make like they math it out, man, that you cannot, because it's a problem of conserving SP, right?
Yeah,
like, that's your biggest issue. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue, and I'm just like, fuck, I'm so close, and I got close though with the first one at least, the Kamoshida stuff. I got so close, but then I was like, everyone was like at. Maybe I had 2 moves, and then the SP was gone. So I was just like, fuck. I had to leave and then come back, and the next day it was, like, so easy to go through the palace, and it was, like, a waste of a day. But, yeah, I'm fucking enjoying it. Persona's fucking fire, dude.
I mean, isn't, like, aren't you forced to do that one in 2 days? Oh, no, the next one I think you had to do in 2 days because there's a force cutoff.
Yeah, there's a force cutoff. Yes. Yeah, but yeah, I've been enjoying it. I'll talk about it more next time if I find some other stuff. Obviously, the new character, she just got introduced to me, and she seems cool, but she's kind of a goody two-shoes so far, but I'm sure you'll get to like what her dark side is soon.
But I mean, so is Makoto, right?
No, but she's overly, like, for instance, the way she's introduced, I've only seen her once.
Oh, okay.
But the way she's introduced to you, she's like, gives her seat up to this old lady on the train.
Her seat? And then,
no, seat. Her seat.
Oh, seat. Sorry. I was like, what? It sounds oddly sexual. She gives up her seat.
Just like pulls it out of her back. Here you go.
What? Her seat. Sorry. Okay, on the train. And then she's very like, she does things around the school. So she's helping out all the teachers constantly. So we'll see. This bitch a goody two-shoes so far, though. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I'm sure she has, like, something dark. But that hasn't been shown yet. Yeah.
I mean, she's a phantom thief, right? Eventually.
I think so, right?
Yeah. Did you not see? Yeah, no, she has a persona and everything.
Yeah, she comes to the other world, but I don't know if she ever becomes really part of the Phantom Thieves.
Oh, okay.
I think she just might be a character that comes to help you every once in a while, but I'm not sure. I'm getting through it. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's all badass game. Fire. So we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for... I was just playing that. That's all I played.
Are you still going to play Scramble when it comes out?
Yeah. Isn't it already out?
I don't know. I don't think so. I would have heard. I feel like I would have heard about it if it was. Like, it's out in Japan.
Out in Japan, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. No, then when Scramble comes out, for sure I'll play it. Of course, yeah.
Because you thought can it had, play that no. on Switch.
Yeah. Just looking the release date.
Bullies.
North America.
Japan, February 2020, but nothing for North America.
Oh, weird. I could have sworn it was out. All right, well. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, well, when it comes out, can't wait.
How long have you been playing Royal for? Been a while now, eh?
Yeah, not too much. It's like 10 hours in. I only just picked the first palace.
I think he started it. Then he binged anime and then got made no progress.
No. What?
You got it when it came out, right? Which was like a while back.
I'm not going to put 200 hours. Do I look like Bento or Jamie? I'm sorry. I'm a little bit cooler. All right? I got friends and stuff to do, you know?
Mm.
Like, I'm cool. No, I'm just playing. I was busy this week, honestly. I didn't even watch much anime. I was just a little busy. Like, I had to work evenings. So,
like painting or cooking?
No, it's just painting. It's just these houses. They asked us if we could spray in the afternoon, so we've been just doing that. But it should be over here soon. Yeah.
Do you like that? You get to like sleep in and stuff.
Yeah. The sleeping in is kind of nice. I won't lie. It just sucks. Like your afternoon's kind of gone.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, should we get to the news? Yay! News time.
News.
So, Last of Us Part 2 sales are already over 4 million copies as of June 21st.
Nice. That was in 3 days, it said. So,
3 days.
Fucking the 4 million is crazy. Which is the fastest out of any Sony exclusive.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it says here. I'm reading it. That's what they say in Game Informer.
Well, I think the next highest was Spider-Man. It was like 3.3 or something like that.
Also a Sony exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Out here. Like,
and I think that's only boxed as well. It doesn't include digital sales.
Oh, it doesn't include digital.
Most of those sales numbers that come out for game sales, pretty much none of them ever include digital sales.
Really? It just seems so difficult with the state of things at the moment with the whole like COVID thing.
Well, things are opening up now again, and people can still order it over Amazon.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think of that.
But digital game sales through COVID have gone up like quite a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently. So, but that's also potentially why it sold so much, because people still aren't like going out as much as they were before. So, more people. Game still, I think, just in general. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. You know, with all the stupid fucking shit that's happening with user reviews.
Yeah, but you gotta. Heard this like opinion a few times, but you got to think of like 90% of the audience probably has like no idea about any of that.
Facts. Yeah.
That's just like because that small community of people are like on Twitter and.
Yeah, sometimes you just give. Yeah, like, you know,
the majority of people buying games like have no idea about all that type of shit.
And I wish I was one of them, honestly. I wish I was one of them. I'm jealous of them and their lives, that they don't have to put up with retards. Like, it's crazy. It is crazy.
I mean, you don't have to put up with it either.
You're right, Jamie.
But if you're, like, following games media or anything, like,
yeah,
you're on, like, Kotaku or IGN or like look at any of the websites, like they all have stories about certain things, and you're just like, well, majority of people don't even look at this shit, so
lucky. I'm jealous of those people. Let's see, We also have, so Cyberpunk, was it always dated to come out November?
No, it was
delayed.
It got delayed again?
Like a week or two ago?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was always November. That's why I was like,
it's supposed to come out September.
Oh, okay. And now they're going to be putting out the comic book in September. So the comic book will be hitting on September 9th. Apparently, they've struck a deal with Netflix to do like an anime called Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Yes.
And then the game is coming out November.
Fernando, do you know the... did you look up the people who are writing or doing the art for the anime?
No, I didn't.
I was going to ask if you had seen any of the ones that they might have been a part of.
Oh, it's, I'm actually watching here. Sorry?
The studio behind Kill La Kill and Promare is making Cyberpunk.
Oh, I know
the art style and it's fire, actually. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Kill La Kill was fire. I watched that. I didn't watch Little Witch Academia.
I did.
I want to watch it. It seems
the studio is called Trigger, I think.
Yeah, it's Trigger. There we go. Yeah.
Trigger, yeah. I love Kill La Kill, actually. I just watched that recently.
I think they got also really popular with Gurren Lagann. That's one of their big ones.
You just had a sound with your mouth. What was that?
Gurren Lagann? That's what it is.
Bro, that's weird. Yeah, Kill La Kill is probably a little more mainstream, like probably their biggest.
No, like Gurren Lagann came first, and that's what popularized them, and that's why Kill La Kill's.
Are you choking on water? What is happening? It sounds like you're gargling, like, bro. It's just like, yeah, that's their most popular shit.
Okay. Look it up. Like, it's a classic.
I'm not doubting you. It just, what a stupid name. That's all. Can it not be good and a stupid name?
That's all. Yeah, so you're not wrong, I suppose. Gurren Lagann.
I also still have no idea what you're saying. I see it. Gurren Lagann. Gurren Lagann.
A lot of that back and throat sound.
Yeah, a lot of back and throat sound. Exactly, I mean. But yeah, it got deleted.
Sounds Irish.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah. It sounds like something you drink, like a lager or something like that. But yeah, it's delayed to November 9th. Who, like, cares about that game the most? Is it Jamie? How do you feel about this?
I think
game?
That's my number one, so.
Yeah. How do you feel about the delay? Do you care?
I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is.
Is it getting kind of annoying?
I love their quote, though. I thought it was so funny, because I was talking to Ivan about this, because they're technically independent.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, and they basically just said, like, it's done when it's done.
Yeah.
It's done when it's done. Okay, there you go.
They're like, we delayed it because it's done when it's done, and that isn't something we just say.
Yeah. Well, then don't give us a date, stupid. No, it's fine. It's
apparently
fine.
It's been done. It's like done. It's just basically working out like bugs and stuff like that. It's taking them longer, partially because of like being on lockdown and stuff.
I respect that it's done when it's done, but like you also gave us a date, you stupid. Like, relax. You can't say that if you gave us a date.
True.
Don't give us a date and then be like, okay, it's done. And then
I feel like most really good games get delayed at least once, though.
Okay. I see that. Yeah. Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. It's all good. I'm just being a jerk. Did any of y'all watch EA Play?
I caught a bit of it.
Yeah. I did not watch a single second of it, but I got some
announcements. Sims, baby.
Was that an announcement? It wasn't even in the news. Like, Game Informer didn't even inform us about it.
They opened it with, like, The Sims. It was ridiculous. Really? Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't even remember. I don't think it was, like, a new game or anything.
No, I don't even know what happened. I just thought it was The Sims, and I'm like, are you serious?
Dude, it's not even like Game Informer literally didn't put it in the news. Like, I pulled up everything from it. I wonder if it was just maybe like a little video thing that they had, like a little pre-pack. I don't know what it was, but
I think it was literally like Sims 5 is like going to Steam or something like that. Oh my god.
I'm really surprised if it wasn't already.
No, like all, because EA had Origin, right? So a lot of their games weren't on Steam. But through this whole EA thing, they're like, and it's coming to Steam.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, they had their own thing, like Origin or whatever, right?
Yeah. So I haven't watched it, so I can only say the names of the games and what they are. So there's a game called Rocket Arena that's coming out, which from the name, it's exactly what you think. It's like a battle arena kind of thing. So y'all running around a little arena trying to shoot at each other. Multiplayer type shit.
Yeah, barely even remember that.
Yeah, then Apex Legends is coming to Switch and Steam and getting crossplay. Anyone play Apex? Nope.
No, but it's
popular. We're the wrong group for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the wrong group for this.
Well, Sam could be here. He could be probably be playing Apex.
No, but if it's not Call of Duty, my guy does not play it. let's see. We also had... what is this game called? Developing... Fuck, why doesn't it say the name of the fucking... So, Lost in Random. It doesn't say what type of game it is. You know what? Doesn't matter. There was two indie games. Crazy, right?
One of them was developed by the guy that did A Way Out. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, Game Awards? Yeah. He was all crazy and like, fuck the Oscars and stuff like that.
Didn't they put it in the trailer and everything too?
I think
he
was, called,
he was in it.
The light was it? Yeah. But yeah, the big announcements from it. Sorry, I was just trying to get the small ones out of the way. But the big ones was there's a new Skate game coming out. I don't know if you guys were into Skate much.
Not so much. I was more of a Tony Hawk guy.
Yeah, same here. Same here. But a lot of people love the Skate series, and so they're bringing back Skate.
That's true.
And the other one was Star Wars Squadron.
Yeah.
Which, that one's pretty cool. Except for the fact that it's all first person.
Yeah.
You can't customize it so that it's, like, third person? Like, for when you're in the ship?
They didn't, like... Everything that they showed was first person, and then apparently it's fully playable in VR, so...
Yeah, it says here...
that would be first person.
Yeah, it says here, outside of seeing your character in cutscenes and in lobbies, you will never leave the cockpit once. It's all about dogfighting and living the Star Wars spaceship fantasy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Apparently it is, like, super complicated, like... down to you can like take power away from your shields to like put them towards
thrusters,
like, your blasters or thrusters and stuff like that. Like you can like do lots of crazy things like that, like
while you're flying, like the movie.
Yeah, like a crazy like sim almost.
I find, like, power shift things were more of a Star Trek thing, though.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's going to have a single player, so I think it's going to have a story, and you can also just play with AI opponents if you'd like as well.
Yeah.
So this is just basically Horde mode, then.
Yes, am I?
Or wait, I guess...
It's more like, you remember when you were able to put AI opponents in, like, Perfect Dark and shit for the N64?
Yeah.
I think or it's kind of like that.
Ace Combat, you could do that, too?
Yeah. Combat has a story, right?
Well, this one's going to have a story, too. I'm just letting you know you can also do that.
Yeah, okay. And then it's got multiplayer as well.
Yeah, and obviously that's probably going to be the biggest part. Like,
apparently it's only, it's not full price either. It's only, like, going to be $40.
Huh.
Well, for the American.
So for the like American.
50 for us.
Yeah. But not full price.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it won't have microtransactions. Apparently, they came out and said because they don't want to have a repeat of what happened with fucking
Battlefront.
Yeah.
That's actually, like, proof about how the large majority has no idea what's going on. Because apparently Battlefront 2 sold, like, a shit ton.
Of course, but what was the player base like by the end of it?
In the media, though. In the end, but they don't really care about that.
No, for sure, but, like, if they were to put out a Battlefront 3, I bet a lot of people wouldn't buy it because of what happened with Battlefront 2. Yeah. Like, I'm sure a lot of people bought Battlefront 2, but were fucked over. They're just like, fuck, I didn't realize this was going to happen.
Well, before it came out, they got rid of all the microtransactions.
Oh, yeah, really? That was during the beta, wasn't it? That they found out all that crap?
Yeah. Like, yeah. All the news was really, like, for nothing, because they essentially fixed it before it came out. And then apparently it sold like crazy, but then everyone in like very close to games are like, oh, it was like such a piece of shit. But I mean, it sold a lot, so it's like they probably don't really care.
Facts. But yeah, well, it probably sold really well, but I don't know. I just think, well, yeah, not much to say. We'll see.
I think that company has a long way to go to get that goodwill back from.
Yeah, like, just when I see, like, this is an EA game, I'm kind of like, ugh, kind of thing. I don't look at it like, yeah.
For sure. I'm just saying, like, most people, again, that, like, the large majority of buy games don't follow all the news, so they probably didn't even know that there was all this controversy about Battlefront 2. They're just like, I like Battlefront 1 or whatever. Like, it's, and a lot of people just buy EA games. Like,
I'm just saying
that same with like The Last of Us. Like, there's all this like people on Twitter and stuff talking about it, but the large majority just like don't even know that's happening.
We also, apparently, it's just a rumor. I don't know if it's accurate or anything, but the Rocksteady Studios is working on a Suicide Squad game. It's come out.
Really? Wait, was that an EA thing?
No. We're done with EA Play. Sorry, okay, I guess I should have stated we're done with EA Play. That was it. those two big announcements. My bad. Yes, EA Play, trash. Good job, everyone. Yeah, so there's a report going around that they're working on a Suicide Squad game. Just a rumor, though.
Would that interest anyone? Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it would just be like the Batman games, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I feel like I'm pretty done with Batman. I don't know how y'all feel.
I would be down for a Batman game. Well,
because there was still the side studio, not Rocksteady, that was working on like the Court of Owls Batman game.
Just WB Montreal.
Yeah. I couldn't remember who it was, but not Rocksteady.
Yeah, no, this one's Rocksteady, which I'd be down for. I'd just to see what they would do with Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I'd be down for it.
But though, to be fair, Spider-Man is a Batman game.
Yes, very true. Right.
I'm agreeing.
It's like pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Just with Spider-Man. Obviously, like, the city and the traversal is like a little bit better and different because you're swinging around.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? In the last Arkham game, it was pretty badass flying around the city when you could glide like crazy.
That was pretty cool.
Was it? Couldn't you do that in city?
I don't know. I didn't like City. I hated City.
What? Yeah. I don't know.
City was trash. It was all about the first one and the last one. I didn't mind the tank stuff. I know a lot of people hated the Batmobile stuff.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought like City
the
was
third one's the best one. Night.
Which one?
I thought Night was trash.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. That's like the most people think that I'm like the island guy. So I thought City was trash.
Well, I don't think I finished it.
Yeah, fair enough. I just like didn't like the tank moments, but outside of that, it was good.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess it's hey man. Some people love Uncharted 3, and a lot of people hated it.
I don't hate either.
Hey. Of course you don't. You don't hate anything, you fucking weirdo. Right. Of course. Does anyone care about Microsoft shutting down Mixer? Like.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, like, yeah. Dang, that sucks.
Like, created a lot of issues, I guess.
Or the streamers and stuff, yeah. Yeah, and now they got to go back to Twitch.
And then, like, those big exclusive deals, like with Ninja and Shroud or whatever, they, like, paid them out.
They paid them out. Damn.
So, like, for under a year, Ninja got paid, like, $30 million.
Damn.
And then Shroud got, like, $10 million.
Shit.
And I saw like these reactions to other people that were rumored to have got like offers from Mixer, like Tim the Tap Man is like another big streamer.
Yeah.
He's like, someone like asked him on stream, like, do you regret not going with Mixer now? Just so you could get like that massive payout.
Yeah.
He's like, just think of how you would feel. And that's like all he said.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Disrespect as well, which is in the news as well.
Yeah, he got banned from Twitch, so...
Yeah, have you guys been following this whole Dr. Disrespect thing?
No. Well, a little bit, just like...
I've just heard stuff, because, like, very little has come out as to why he was
banned. He finally has said something.
Oh, did he?
But all he said was a tweet. Basically saying that they haven't even told him why.
Damn. Weird. I think
that was this morning.
The number one conspiracy right now is that he was money laundering through like donations.
That's amazing. If that's the case, really?
That'd be crazy.
Because he signed like a massive deal.
Yeah.
It was like worth like $10 million or something as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. He did put out. So Champions Club, I'm sure that's his fans. Twitch has not notified me on the specific reason behind their decision. Firm handshakes to all for the support during this difficult time. Dr. Disrespect. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he said. But apparently he was on stream like talking about like COVID conspiracies.
Yeah.
So some people think it might be about that.
It might be about that. Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracies going around, bro.
COVID's conspiracy.
5G stuff.
Yeah, I think knowing his character, though, that he was like doing it as mostly a joke.
Yeah, but I think so too.
Probably just being like, oh, it's all bullshit, it's like not real and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then probably the 5G stuff as well. But just like talking about conspiracies that other people have like joked about, and then apparently that created like some controversy.
But isn't that like freedom of speech?
Well, you're on a platform that's based around that's a private company. So if they don't
like it, yeah, you're right.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. Damn. And then final news, Crash Bandicoot 4 announced. I think a leak came out, and I think they just ended up announcing it, didn't they? Isn't that how it worked?
They didn't even know that was announced.
It was, yeah. I don't know the details around it, though.
Yeah,
so Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, leaked by ratings board.
No.
And then I think they just ended up putting out an official trailer. It's supposed to be like with the 2017 remaster being so popular, they just Crash Bandicoot 4 is supposed to be a return to that. So
okay,
that's what they're saying. They announced, yeah. Do you think it'll do well?
I think it could. Like, I don't know. Aren't you big into Crash? So
for sure, but I was into
what do you 2017 feel about it?
Remaster. It'd have to come out when nothing else is out, kind of thing.
It'd yeah. One of those. I mean, I was never really into Crash, so it's like, doesn't really matter to me.
I was into the 2017 Crash, but all the Crashes after that, or like the remaster, obviously, like, I was into it way back, but the latest Crash Bandicoots, like, if you're talking about the ones with Activision mostly, were pretty garbage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll see. If it's supposedly it's supposed to be a return to form, so maybe we'll see.
Wasn't only the Activision one the Skylanders stuff, or what did they come out with?
No, there was like a bunch of them. There was like, what were they called? Let me see. Crash Bandicoot series. Let me see. I know there was like four or five that came out. Sorry.
I think this one is called Crash Bandicoot 4.
Yeah, this one. Oh, there was like Mind Over Mutant, Crash of the Titans.
Wow. Or there's actually games, because I feel I have never heard about them, I guess.
Yeah. There was a bunch of just absolute garbage that came out after the initial ones. Yeah, but yeah, hopefully they return and it'll be good. I'm excited. I'll try it out if there's nothing around it.
What else?
Yeah.
Media got to play Cyberpunk and Avengers. So there's like a bunch of
The Avengers stuff. Yeah.
Impressions and stuff about those two games. Yeah, Cyberpunk had like a live stream this past week.
Oh, okay.
And then I feel like I've leading seen up enough. To that, because for the first time, media got to play it. Because everything's always just been behind closed doors. They got to play like 4 hours of it.
Yeah.
So.
Were the impressions good?
For Cyberpunk, yeah, like, kind of what you'd expect. People seem to be like, it's fucking crazy, but also like overwhelmingly. Like, the world is kind of, like, overwhelming and complicated.
Mm.
But, so, was what you're kind of expecting, I guess.
Yeah, I'm watching the gameplay thing right now. And
there was, like, a detective mode was what they kind of featured the most. Is that you're, like, investigating something and there's, like, a detective mode. And you can, like, fast forward, rewind, all that type of stuff.
Mm.
And then for Avengers, people seem to be, like, still not really liking it that much.
Yeah, no, it's not getting
too positive. I don't like the look, but I feel like as a game, it should be fine, right?
Most of the impressions, though, people are like, there's something just off about it. They can't even, like, seem to put their finger on it. They're just like, it's not that fun, and I'm not too sure why. So.
Weird.
Yeah. Which is kind of, like, right from the get-go, everyone's been like, it looks okay, but I don't know. It seems like there's something off about it. And now that people are playing it, they're kind of saying the same thing.
Oh, jeez.
That's so funny.
That is.
Just not having fun with this game for some reason. Like, what?
I bet if you're the developers, that'd be infuriating.
Exactly, right?
What?
There's no reason.
It's like, tell me what to fix, you stupid fucks. What is your problem?
I mean, you can't really fix the art style. I feel like they've already committed to that.
That's true.
Do people not like the art style? Is that a big thing?
Yeah, they like Captain America. Well, like looks just like some dude in a Captain America suit. Like I know it doesn't have to be Chris Evans or whatever, but still.
One example that's been used is like, the Thor's hammer being able to like recall it, like the God of War axe.
Oh yeah, apparently.
It just like. You know how like good that feels, even though it's just a video game. You're like, that feels really cool. Apparently, in this, the same thing just like doesn't feel good. That was one example that I had read. It's like
that makes complete sense.
You just don't like get the same feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with you, because there was something weird about it, right? Like you could pick up the heftiness of it. It was weird.
Didn't it do really well. Micro vibrations in the controller when it like came back to your hand?
Probably. Yeah. I think it's like a combination of like the look. Also, there's like a really cool sound.
Yeah, the probably sound, bro.
Vibrations and the animation of like it flying back and the way he catches it.
Yeah.
Like does give it like that heft, but also like I don't know. Yeah, they just somehow like made you almost feel it.
Fucking feel it, bro.
Maybe he'll use Thor's hammer in God of War 5.
I mean, maybe. That would actually be pretty sick.
Oh my god, bro. If I could beat the shit out of Thor with his own hammer, like, you could do something with the whole, like, Kratos is now worthy or some shit after beating the shit out of him, and then he's like
no one is supposed to be able to lift this hammer.
Yeah.
Like, picks it up and fucking, like, crushes his skull with it or something.
Nutsack? Yeah. Oh yeah, skull would be better. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be weird if you smushed his
nuts. Nuts it's would be pretty work. Funny too.
So you're gonna kill him.
Yeah,
that's gonna be badass. And then probably God of War 6 or whatever, or the next one will be like Odin and shit. Ooh.
Man, yeah. You used to get to see Odin, that would be so sick.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that they might try and finish Norse mythology pretty quickly, though, and do it all in one game.
Oh, so you think they're going to end the next one in Norse?
Yeah, because then I see them having the opportunity to do, like, you know, Egyptian gods next, or find some way to pull him around to all the different...
Like pagan style?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I honestly think that the next game will be Kratos' last game.
Really?
Yeah. I think Kratos is done. Well, you saw that photo in the hieroglyphs? True. You saw it?
I was also just reading some stuff, conspiracy theories, or not conspiracy theories, but just theories about what might happen, and someone said that there was an interview with the... I think directors of the game, and they were saying how they kind of saw an opportunity for expanding Kratos' role in the other, again, pagan religions. And then someone had this, and this wasn't part of an interview at all, someone had a theory that Kratos was Tyr and like traveling through time almost. So,
oh, okay.
And they talked about in this game how Tyr visited all the other countries.
Have like the murals or whatever about that.
Exactly, yeah.
In the game.
Okay, so I was like, that's why it's confusing. I'm like, I know Tyr wasn't Tyr in the game? What?
He wasn't. He never they never really showed him.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like he was referenced in the game, but then you're saying like Kratos actually is
Tyr?
He was
Tyr? Referenced.
Yeah, exactly. Or this
that's
person's
like
theory.
Okay.
Word. I can't wait. Should we end it there? That was a good podcast, y'all. Talked about everything. Got everything we needed. Last of Us 2, shout out. Out here, selling 4 million copies. Fuck y'all on the internet. Fuck you, Twitter. And yeah, we'll end it there. Thanks so much for joining us on the 5 Gamers Podcast. We'll talk to y'all in 2 weeks. Later.
Bye.
Peace.